Jackson in the bottom. Back out Bryant. Shot clock at 7. Bryant leads, falling away. Puts it in! And the Lakers take a 1-point lead with 7.3 remaining.
Yo, what a do, podcast crew.
It's your boy Tone.
And your boy Jod.
And welcome back to another episode of Kobe Talk.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Kobe Talk, man. We are back at it again.
What is this, episode 12?
Yes, sir. We on episode 12
today. Word.
So, how about you break the news, Tone?
Yeah, story time for y'all. Story time. You guys ain't ready for this.
So, oh, no.
You know, I go and visit my girlfriend over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. I'm there there Friday. Feel perfectly fine, except, you know, hungover on Saturday. Sunday comes around. Same deal. And then I make my way back to my campus. And Monday morning, I wake up and I'm like, I feel a little off. I got the sniffles. And I'm like, it's whatever.
Shake it off.
Like, it's the sniffles. Yeah, I caught a little fever that night. I was like, I saw a lot of people this weekend. And I've been like masking and wash my hands a lot. Like, it's just a lot of germs I haven't seen. So it's a little cold. Whatever. Uh-huh. I wake up Tuesday, feel great. Like, I'm just like, all right, definitely a cold. I get my weekly COVID test through school, whatever. I go, I'm like, feel great, go to the gym, get dinner, whatever, do all my homework.
Uh-huh.
Wake up this morning, it's Wednesday today, and I'm like, feel even better than yesterday. I'm so ready to go to the gym. Pop my pre-workout. I get to the gym, I probably do like, I don't know, 3 deadlifts. Phone starts ringing. Hi, this is blah blah from the COVID coordinator. I'm like, okay. And they're like, you tested positive. And I'm like, really?
When'd you get tested?
I got tested yesterday on Tuesday.
Oh, that is
so. Got yeah. Sick. So far today, I got that call, rushed back to my dorm, packed up all my shit, and now I'm in an apartment that they have me in until next Thursday. Not that long, honestly. It's only a week. Not bad.
Yeah, and you get a whole little place yourself, so I mean.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Jordan saw our setup. If someone... can you comment on podcast? Well, hit us up on our socials. No. If you want to see my setup for my COVID.
Oh, yeah. On the IG.
Yeah, hit us up somewhere. Twitter, we... Don't hit us up on Twitter. We probably won't see it. Hit us up on Instagram. We're terrible with Twitter. I apologize. But other than COVID, I had a good last past week. Honestly, I still am having a pretty good week. Maybe next week I won't have the same response, considering I'm going to be alone for 7 straight days. But other than that, good. How's your past few days been, past week?
Considering we've had solid weather the past couple days, it's pretty nice. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I looked at the weather in the next 2 days, and it's like high of 65, sunny all day, and I was like, the amount of basketball I would have played with the boys. Sad.
But it's just bad timing. Yeah.
Terrible timing. And it's my mom's birthday. It's actually my mom's birthday today. And I had to call her, and I was like, hey, happy birthday. I have COVID. I can't come home this weekend for your birthday.
So, damn.
Yeah.
So was it just her and Raj?
Danielle's still home, but my grandparents said they'll wait another week. They have their vaccines anyway, but I can't leave. But they were like, we can celebrate next weekend. So I'm gonna head home next weekend, celebrate my mom's birthday with the family.
It'll all work out.
Yeah.
Yesterday was my 1 year anniversary of no haircut.
That's nuts. I thought my hair was pretty long right now.
You always wear a hat though in your snap, so I can't really tell.
Yeah, I mean, I'll send you a snap right now. My hair down.
And while Tone does that, shout out to Colbert. Colbert, if you're listening, you are our number one podcast listener. Shout out to Colbert. But yeah, let's... I guess we'll just hop straight into it. Once Tone sends me this beautiful Snapchat / video. Oh, okay. It is kind of... Yeah. It's getting there, it's getting there.
You know when I got my last year good? I think it was like November. Maybe a little earlier, maybe October.
So yeah, let's hop straight into this. So, first thing on my list today is the Blake Griffin signing.
It's not a bad pickup.
I put this on our IG story. I put this on our IG story. I said, like, it's a cool pickup, but it still doesn't fix their problems.
So he's literally like another offensive-oriented player.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin has some defense. Like, he's not a bad defender, but he doesn't fill any defensive holes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they said they're going to plan on running him at the 5, not the 4.
Bro, they're literally planning on they're going to crush offensive records in the playoffs.
They probably will.
Dude, with how fast they just get down the floor, like, you either have KD, Kyrie, or James Harden pushing the ball, and you have
always
James Harden, who's arguably the best outlet passer in basketball right now, to get it up the floor even
after
faster.
After Jokic.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, that didn't click. But he's up there on that list of outlet passers. He's very good at it. With these guys running the floor. And Blake Griffin isn't as athletic as he is, but he's still fast. Like, he's still a quick player. He just doesn't have the bounce he used to. So,
bro, you know when the last time he dunked the ball was?
It wasn't like 2018. Or not 20, like 2019.
Yeah.
Like, in the season, like, at the beginning of the season, like, the COVID season or whatever.
It was either that season or the season before, but yeah, like he's only 32, and he can't jump anymore, which is kind of funny. Considering he was like gonna be like he was projected to be like the one of the best power forwards of all time coming into the rookie
year. That had a lot to do with injury though, because even when you saw him go to the Pistons after a few injuries, like he could still get up. You could tell there was a regress, but he could still get up and it, like, let him play inside out. And now, like, he doesn't have the ability to just, like, go in and jump over people or even jump with people at this point, really. So he's practically a three-point shooter. It's kind of weird to see.
Yeah, he, like, tried to... Well, he did gain a jump shot. Like, starting a couple seasons ago.
He's a pretty
he's okay at it.
He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's a consistent shooter. If I have him in the corner, I'm not looking at him and not giving him the ball. Like,
I want to see what he's shooting this year and last year.
He's shooting like 34-35%,
I want to say.
Statistics. That's so weird that that's like an average percent. Like, if you really think about it, it's like you miss 65 times out of 100, but it's worth it.
So he's shooting 36% 36.5% from field goal this season. 31.5 from three.
Oof, is he only averaging like 11 points?
Last year he got injured, but he only averaged 24% from three and 35% from field goal.
What was that one year he did good on the Pistons? He was an all-star.
That was 2019. Yeah, he shot 36% from three that year.
Yeah, he had a good season that year. I was happy to see him in the All-Star game that year.
Wait, he was on the Pistons in 2018 too?
Mm-hmm.
He got traded? Okay, for Reggie Jackson, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I gotta look this. No. I feel like Reggie Jackson got traded or signed like this year or last year.
I don't know what that trade was for. Dude, some of the
this is a baseball player
that I had to move into. I don't know how much I like it.
What, your apartment?
Yeah, because there's five apartments like within this building. It's more or less like kind of how like your dorm buildings at Roger Williams were set up. How like it's just like kind of like they're all connected, but they're like all.
I didn't like that like at all.
It was weird.
I felt too close.
But like I have like my own room to outside or whatever, but I'm in the dead middle one, so I got two on one side, two on the others, with no one here, so I just hear like empty space. So like any little click like echoes throughout like all, because there's just like if I'm not talking, there's just no like noise. I literally have to keep music playing the entire time in the background, or else like it's so quiet.
It's not as bad as my situation though at Raj, because like I can hear people above me and below me. And like through the vents in my room.
Yeah, that must have been brutal.
You got like no.
The only reason that privacy. Like my freshman year wasn't that like good, or well, it was fine. But the kid like there was a wall, and like both our beds were backed up against it, and like so our heads would be like right like through the wall, and he just like had one of those voices that carries that like. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just has one of those voices, so he'll be talking at a normal volume, and I just clear as day.
That must be kind of annoying.
It was kind of annoying, but their conversations were pretty funny.
Oh.
They would have like basketball debates, and I would just like screw with them, because like. They're just like bring up these random stats and bang on the wall like, no, it's this, and they'd be like, no, it's not, you're bugging. I'm like, look it up. And then they'd look it up and they're like, God damn it, he's right.
So Blake Griffin actually got traded not for Reggie Jackson but for Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris, and Bobby in a pick. Actually, two picks.
Wow. I would say
I kind of
Clippers won that trade.
I do remember that. Well, I mean, neither of those three guys are on the team anymore, on the Clippers.
Yeah, but didn't they trade them for someone else that ended up being good or something?
Let's see. Tobias Harris. He was traded with Bobby and Mike Scott for Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet, and a number of future draft picks.
This is a weird chain of events
that,
everywhere.
That is a weird trade.
No one won at anywhere, really.
Yeah. That is a weird one. I don't know, why would you trade Tobias Harris for Wilson Chandler?
Tobias Harris gets passed around the league, like, for some reason. He's, like, a good player.
He's always been solid.
He's he's always solid, but it just seems like he's like always on the trading block. Like, how many teams has he been on?
Well, he started on the Bucks in 2011, then the Magic in 2013, then he was on the Pistons in 2016, Clippers 2018, and then Philly in 2019, and now.
Weird.
But yeah, going back to the Blake Griffin spiel. I think he's coming off the bench, they said.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, they say he's coming off the bench. So what would their rotational pieces be then? Nets.
DJ, Green, Blake Griffin.
Pretty sure Jeff Green starts.
Let me go to this. He starts at the center now, right?
Or are they? Wait, I think they. In the last game they played, they put in DeAndre Jordan for center. I guess they alternate, but they have. Who's T. Cook? Tyler Cook? I don't know who that is. They have Tyler Cook off the bench. Nicholas Claxton, Andre Roberson, Chris Chioza, Tyler Johnson, Landry Shamet, Iman, and now Blake in the mix. So
that's not a... It's top-heavy roster, but that's a decent roster now. They just need a big man.
Yeah. Like, Blake's big, but he ain't built like a defensive center.
I heard something that they might be in the market. I know this isn't, like, huge pickup. Like, good. But I heard they might be in the market for Hassan Whiteside.
Now, he is always in the trade rumor market.
He is.
But like,
but he... if like he's not like elite, but that would be huge to their team.
Definitely. Like, that'd he's
crazy.
Well, I think he's younger than DeAndre, or they might be the same age.
He's 31.
DeAndre is 32.
His breakout season was at like 25 years old, so.
When he said he wanted to get his 2K rating up?
Yeah.
That season?
Yeah.
Iconic.
I'm just trying to get my 2K rating up.
Honestly, I didn't know who he was before that point.
Neither did I, and then he low-key started balling, and then the NBA kind of went under Curry's realm, and then...
Dude, imagine if Hassan was on the Heat like a few years before with the big three. Instead of like Joel Anthony.
That team was actually terrible other than that big three.
No. Maybe the first few years, yes. The first two, but like the last two, they had like Shane Battier. Ray Allen.
Yeah, after they got Ray Allen, that was a good pickup. Before Ray Allen, that team's roster was like pretty bad.
They had like Carlos Arroyo. I remember playing with him in 2K.
Wait, I'm gonna look. 2010-2011 Miami Heat roster.
Still like Udonis.
Joel Anthony.
He was a bot.
Carlos Arroyo.
Yeah.
An old PG. Mike Bibby, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Bosh. Mario Chalmers wasn't terrible.
Yeah, he's okay.
Eric Dampier. Udonis Haslam, who's just Udonis Haslam.
Can't go wrong.
Eddie House. Juwan Howard.
Eddie House.
Agauskas. James Jones. Jamal Maglor, Mike Miller, Dexter Pickman, Miller. Jerry Stackhouse.
Miller the killer. Really? That was an old Jerry, right?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Birth date was 74, and he was playing in... So he was...
Oh my god, he's almost 40.
He was like 36.
Jesus. Yeah, that team was terrible. Compared to what we see now. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, Mario Chalmers was... Definitely their fourth best player.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah. Which is, like, weird. But...
I heard, you probably heard people saying, like, LeBron plays in, like, a pussy era. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can also make, like, the point that he's also playing in a positionless basketball era, too.
Every era has their certain things that are harder and certain things that are easier, and so they all kind of equal out to just be basketball. At the end of the day, it's basketball.
To some extent. I wouldn't say like either.
Do I still think
playing for you.
The 2000s was the best era of basketball? Yeah. Later 90s to mid 2000s.
80s.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some fights. That's why I like the 80s.
That's true. But if you're looking for fights, it's a good place to find it.
And like real rivalries. I feel like you just don't see that in general anymore. In any sport.
I feel like the only sports rivalry that's like really left... That like really
boxing
even comes to the top of my head is like the Yankees and Red Sox, and then individual sports.
Yeah, exactly. You could say
like
Celtics
the Yankees,
and Lakers.
Red Sox is never going away, but you can say Celtics Lakers, but like,
nah, it's like basketball's just too soft now to even. Try to argue that.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, individual rivalries, like LeBron versus KD or, like, that kind of stuff, but, like, not even really, because they're friends.
I thought they didn't like each other.
I think they're, like, mutual. I don't think they're, like, friends, but, like...
Because he's not part of the banana boat crew. Because he ain't OG.
He wasn't even really old enough to be. He, like, was just coming into the league.
Yeah.
Wasn't Carmelo Anthony wasn't even on the banana boat picture.
I thought he was.
One of them isn't. I know that.
What do you mean, one of them?
Banana it's boat.
It's Chris Paul, picture. Dwayne, LeBron, and... It might not be Melo. It's someone.
No, it's yeah, it's Dwayne, Chris Paul, Bron, and I want to say that's Dwayne Wade's wife. It's a
what?
Girl. Yeah, the banana boat picture doesn't have Melo on it,
but it has Dwayne Wade's wife.
What? Well, the banana boat picture is them actually
how is
on
she
the banana.
How does she qualify?
Well, look up the banana boat picture, like the actual
Hold
picture.
On. I don't even know if I actually
Melo's not on it.
Banana boat. I thought the banana boat was like a metaphorical phrase.
No. It was a real banana boat.
Well, I see this graphic like right under this and Melo is on it with Chris Paul, LeBron, and I can't tell who.
Well, yeah, they're
is.
Called. They're like considered the Banana Boat Squad, but like it's funny because the actual picture that it's like derived off, like he wasn't on.
If I ever get the chance to meet Melo, that's the one question I'm asking him.
Well, why weren't you on the banana boat?
No, are you or are you not on the banana boat? If he says yes, I'm showing him the original picture. Bitch, you ain't a female.
All right.
We can talk about the All-Star on. Game.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's go. Really,
All-Star week, All-Star Day. Wasn't a weekend, yeah, All-Star Day.
Skills competition. Good job, Luka.
Good job, Saboner. Who cares?
3-point contest. You wrote down Curry breaks 3-point contest with 31. Can you really say that?
I can, because no one has scored more than 31 in a 3-point contest.
I get that, but like, it's hard to compare because when did they only implemented the rack of two balls like 4 years ago, and they implemented those deep shots this year.
Yeah, so like, I was gonna bring extra
opportunities to get more points.
I was gonna bring that up, but he still technically broke the record.
I think so. I'm pretty sure he went 3 for 5 on his 2 rack on his 31, and he hit one of the deep balls, the Mountain Dew balls.
Yeah.
So that was 3 points. So he would have gotten 28. And let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say he still would have made the 2-ball out of those 3 that he made. So he still would have 26, which is still absurd. To like the normal rules.
Facts. Factual.
He did do that Larry Bird. Hold the arm.
Yeah, that was kind of sick.
I was watching my room, and he put up that last shot, and he held his arm open. I'm like, if this doesn't go in, he's getting fucking obliterated by the internet.
I think it's kind of crazy how they implemented that a 3-point shot in a 3-point contest because of Lillard and Curry.
Oh, mainly. The Mountain Dew ball or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it kind of goes back to our last podcast. Will they implement a 4-point line? In the dunk contest. Not the dunk contest. The 3-point contest. Or would it be called a 4-point contest?
I feel like they would have both. I feel like they would have a 3-point contest and a 4-point contest. At least for a few years until, like, the league adjusted.
They probably would do that because, you know, money.
That's true. Can I bring up one thing? Well, the dunk contest. Probably the shittiest dunk contest I've ever watched in my life. But
if he would have kissed the rim, maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. But Cassius's dunk. I saw this thing and it was people don't understand the difficulty of this dunk because he went under the leg that he jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I was like, has that really not been done before? So I was like, or maybe it has, just not in an All-Star game. So I looked up every single dunk contest through the legs dunk. It was like 12 minutes long. I watched the entire thing. Not a single person dunked under the leg that they jumped off. They all dunked under the leg that they lifted first so they could get the ball under first, like as they were jumping.
Yeah, and he got out in the first round, right?
Yeah, because they gave him a 44, and then they gave the other two people, like, such... I didn't see his second dunk of the first round, but I know he got, like, a 37, so I'm not sure what he did
there.
It was
pretty bad. It was like... Because he missed the first one, too. His first
time. I walked out of the room, I had to... They used the bathroom, so I missed that one. I never got to see it because they didn't replay it.
Yeah, I think he just did like, I don't know, like a two-hand dunk or like something like not flashy.
Oh,
because he was trying to go for something bigger, but he couldn't do it, so he just did something simple. But I was rooting for Obi. Obi's
yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Seeing a Nick win.
Win something. What did you think of the format of the whole All-Star day?
I think they did it right. I wasn't a huge fan of the dunk contest in the at halftime.
I feel like it was rushed. So I feel like that had hurried up before the second half.
Yeah, it didn't seem like anyone was like giving it hype because they were just like, we want to play the rest of this game and we want to watch the rest of this game.
Yeah, like the All-Stars weren't even like reacting to the dunks.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
But other than the dunk competition, I think they did it perfectly. The skills competition, no one really cares. Throw it in first. We're just, you know, getting warmed up. And then they hit a three-point contest, which is always awesome. And then All-Star game.
So what did you think of the All-Star game? I think the first half was great. First half was lit.
First half was great, and then the fourth quarter was pretty good because they actually upped their defensive play because Kevin Durant's team wanted to win.
But they're already getting blown out, but yeah.
Yeah, but they were trying.
I think the only flaw that I see in the new All-Star game format is the fourth quarter is just too short. Because you only have to score 24 points. Or the upper team does. It was way shorter than all the other quarters were.
Well, yeah, because they were scoring 50, 60, 70 points.
Yeah. So it's just weird. It's 24 points. We're done.
Yeah, they should make it 81.
Oh my god. That'd be great.
That would actually be hype. Not missing from the floor, though, on three threes.
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. That was pretty good.
I mean, he really did open the bank on a Sunday. That's crazy. That's crazy.
His interview was hilarious.
His interviews are hilarious in general. He's a funny guy.
I was rooting for Curry to win the All-Star MVP. Because he was kind of going off.
He was, but if Giannis missed a shot at some point, I think Curry would have gotten it. But you can't give the leading scorer that didn't miss a shot. Not.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just not give it to him. My friend's calling me. Move on to the next topic. I'll be back. I'm just going to dismiss him.
Okay. So we talked about the All-Star game. That is cool. Wasn't the best dunk contest this year, but most years are pretty trash, if we're going to be honest. Last year's was good. 2020 with Aaron Gordon. Who was in it else last year? Terrence Jones. Wait, no, not Terrence. Derrick Jones.
Derrick Jones Jr. Yeah.
He
won, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because Dwayne Wade wanted to give Aaron Gordon a 9 and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he going to come out and say why he gave him a 9? I think
he did.
Or he was going to. What a dickhead. I think, can we say Aaron Gordon is the greatest dunk contest contestant to not win?
Yes.
Okay, cool. There was one other good year. I think it was 2018 with Donovan Mitchell.
I thought he did it when he... Oh, wait, yeah.
He didn't really
I know 2016 was pretty good. That was our freshman year.
That was the legendary Levine. One.
Yeah, yeah, Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon.
That was iconic. That'll probably be the greatest dunk contest we'll ever watch in our lifetime.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to watch it live because I was at Jordan Valentino's house with the basketball team. And we were like, should we turn on the dunk competition? And because the few years before that, it was real shitty. Like, it just wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was like, nah, it's a shitty event. We're not turning it on. I go home. I'm watching all the highlights. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I missed this.
Damn.
I missed this.
I would be tight. I think I was just home. I think I was, like, watching on, like, some, like, weird stream. Like, there wasn't commentators.
Were we at Pete's house for, like, the 3 years before that?
I was there.
And you posted on Instagram, like, every time. You just took a picture of his TV, and you were like, dunk competition.
I think I was there 2014 and 2015. That was it, though.
Oh.
Actually, no, I think I was only there 2015.
No, that was definitely 2 years, because I remember you posted again, and you're like, wait, this is, like, the same post?
I don't remember that. What?
I don't know. No, I remember. Because it was the same day as Ballin' with the Boys post on your Instagram. Please say that's still up. You took it down. You
coward. What's up?
Oh, wait, no, it's still right there.
And it was up in April.
And it wasn't that same day. Yeah, I do remember that, though. It was within the same time frame.
The Ball with the Boys?
Yeah, it was in the same time frame.
Wait, was that the day we tried to make like three shots in a row from like half quarter or something like that?
Like, I was in one corner, you were up top, and yeah. Reese was in the other corner. And then we hit like it, hours. And we checked the camera, and your phone ran out of space like three attempts before we got it.
God.
Like, oh my god.
I fucking
yeah, we were doing that for like a solid like 2 hours.
Oh my god. My fucking Motorola. Good days.
Chode phone.
With the pigskin back. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That was actually sick. I'm not gonna lie.
That was pretty cool.
I kinda wanna go back to Androids, but I just miss. I know I'm gonna miss iMessage, so.
That's the only thing. If Apple never created iMessage, their phones would not be like taking over. But it's just the fact that everyone like transferred from like their iPod with their iMessage to like their iPhone. It was just the easiest transfer, like.
Yeah, and like, it's just way faster to send messages. Than just regular text for some reason.
Yeah, because you send through Wi-Fi, not like service.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's what iMessage is. Like, if you don't have Wi-Fi or anything, you can't send iMessage or data or anything.
Wait.
That's why it's faster. It's like, it's more like an AOL chat than text messaging.
Wait, so you said you need Wi-Fi for iMessage?
Try to text me right. Turn off your Wi-Fi and your data on your phone, and try to send me an iMessage. You can't.
Wi-Fi and data.
Yes, Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, and
if I don't have data on, then I can't send shit.
But you can still make a call, and you can still send normal text messages.
Okay, I'm trying to sell your data off. I have no LTE or anything.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. Now text me, and it will be green. And it'll be like a normal text message. Like if you're texting like someone that doesn't have an iPhone.
It says iMessage and it's blue.
Then text me and try to send it. It won't send.
I just texted he. I don't know if it's going to send.
It's not going to.
Wait. I see the bar.
It's not going to send. It's not going to send.
It's almost there.
It's not going to send.
I'm going to wait for that to send. And in the meantime, we're going to move on to our next topic. I was just thinking about this in general. Will Kyle Kuzma ever make an all-star team? In his career?
At most one.
Respectable.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But he might make one, like, if he leaves the Lakers or something, and he, like, balls out for a season on, like, a semi-shitty team and has good numbers, he might make one.
That is very generous of you. And I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. Next topic. I did notice there was a lot of all-star snubs somewhat this year. Like, last year we saw Trae Young. We didn't see him this year. We also saw Siakam last year.
Didn't see him. He was an all-star this year, be honest.
Compared to everybody else, no. But there's still a chance.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a snub. I think he was a snub.
I think he's partially. Actually, eh. Yeah, you're right.
Trae Young was a snub, for sure.
Yeah, Trae Young was
a snub. Well, who are the guards over him?
Dame. Curry.
No.
Wait, what? Oh, in the East?
Well, yeah, Kyrie? Still voted East-West. So it was Kyrie, Bradley Beal, James Harden. Why am I dumb?
Bro, what? No, hold on.
Wait.
Oh.
Why are we so dumb? No, there has to be four guards.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All-star. Okay. You had... What the fuck? So, there's Bradley Beal, Kyrie... Zach LaVine?
Oh, yeah!
If you count him?
Yeah, because he's a shooting guard.
Yeah. And Ben Simmons is still on the list, even though he didn't play. That's pretty stupid that Simmons and Embiid didn't play. Because of COVID tracing.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see Embiid and fucking Jokic go at it. That would have been sick.
That would have been funny. Zion had them nerves at the beginning of the game.
Missed three dunks. My goodness. But then he came back strong in the second half.
He did.
I was thinking of somebody else that got snubbed. Oh, yeah. Westbrook, maybe?
That's like an iffy one, but like the East has a lot of guards.
That is true.
I'm
surprised Mike Conley made it. That's the biggest... Oh, wait, because... Because somebody got injured, right?
Booker got hurt.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to give it to... DeMar DeRozan, but I think the league was like, damn, this man deserves an all-star game. He was presented an opportunity to finally give it to him.
Yeah.
He's not playing bad this year. Like, he's playing good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. For his age? Yeah.
What is he averaging this year? He's averaging 16.1, 3.5, and 6. Actually, it's above all his career averages on better shooting splits. So.
I mean, I'm pretty I'm surprised that this is his first year.
There was like two or three years in Memphis he definitely should have made it. When he was, especially this one, he was averaging almost 18 points, 1.5 steals, 6 assists, 3 rebounds on... on 49-36-82 split.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I low-key didn't want him to make, like, I don't want to, like, not say he should be one, but, like, it was just something about him being the best player to never have an All-Star appearance.
Oh, he
had an even better season. Oh, in 2017, he averaged 20.5, 1.3 steals, 6.3 assists, and 3.5 rebounds on 50%, on damn near 40 or 50-40-90.
With Memphis?
Yeah, it was his second to last year in Memphis.
Did they go anywhere that year? I don't remember. I don't think they did.
I don't know. Yeah, you wish Basketball Reference would say that.
They definitely do.
Teams.
Where is Memphis?
Oh, is that the season that they took? They took the Spurs to 6 and lost.
Oh, yeah, no, I want to talk about this. The 2016 Spurs, in my opinion, have the greatest team of all time on paper. PG, you got Tony Parker. Iconic. Legend. Your shooting guard, okay. Danny Green. At the time, one of the best 3-and-D guards in the league. Your small forward is Kawhi. We all know what Kawhi. Your power forward is TD. Tim Duncan. Greatest power forward of all time. And your 5 is LA. Tell me a better starting 5 on paper.
Well, you know they technically have... They had the 4th best record in NBA history, right?
I know.
Well, they go they went 67-15 the same year.
They're definitely not talked about enough
that year. Well, because that's the same year that the Warriors went 73-9.
But they're still one of the best teams of all time.
Yeah, but if you're not number one in the season, it doesn't matter.
Where did they end up in the playoffs that year?
That was Zaza. The Spurs were up big.
So first,
game one.
That was the year after.
No.
Yeah, it was 2017.
Really?
Because the year after that, Kawhi sat out the entire season.
2016 NBA playoffs. Okay, no, I don't want Wikipedia. You don't have a chart.
I might say that team is better than the Warriors on paper. Those prime years. But that's a stretch.
Oh yeah.
Didn't get knocked out by the Thunder in the second round?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I got a pretty solid memory then.
Oh yeah, because that was the year the Thunder blew the 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
And then the year after, Kevin Durant signed there. And then Kawhi took them back to look like they were going to beat that Warriors team.
They really... I really thought they were going to. Like, no doubt in my mind.
They had the team to beat them. They had the team to beat
them. They were up big when he got injured, right? In the game one?
Yeah. They were up by, like, 15 with, like, 8 minutes left, and they lost because...
Fucking Zaza. We should fucking prosecute that man. Sentence him.
Yeah, but you can't like that series wasn't far enough through. You can't really like say anything indefinitely. Like you can with the Rockets when they were gonna beat them the next year. Or was that 2019?
That was 2018.
Yeah, 2018. When they were up big in game six and then Chris Paul got hurt.
Can we acknowledge how underrated of a playoffs 2018 was?
That was a great year.
It could have gone either way for the East and West. Like, it could have been Rockets-Celtics. Possibly.
Very easily. Didn't both of those series go seven?
Yeah. If Chris Paul didn't get hurt... Yeah.
If Chris Paul never got hurt, we'd be talking about James Harden as a Finals MVP.
That's facts. Wait, they were up 3-2 when he got hurt, right? Chris Paul?
They were up 3-2 in the fourth quarter, holding a decent-sized lead.
Mm-hmm. And then the unfortunate happened.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Chris Paul. I feel like I said this in one of the other podcasts, but... Just, like, not even a finals appearance. Not even a conference finals
appearance. The Suns are looking dangerous this year, though.
They are.
They're looking dangerous.
But they're not better than the Clippers, or the Lakers, or the Nuggets, or the Jazz.
No, but it's, like, weird for me, because it's, like... No matter how many times I see Chris Paul lose, it's hard to count the guy out.
Yeah, considering he just made another All-Star team at like 35.
He did that, and he led that Thunder team that was projected like 4% chance to go to the playoffs, and he brought that Rockets team to 7 games.
Yeah. Chris Paul is no G. Oh, yeah, tell my. I just got a message on my phone. Message failed to send.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Time to turn cellular back on. And Wi-Fi. Yeah, I think that's really most of what I had to say today.
Alright.
Is there anything else you can think of?
Nah, I'm getting kind of tired. I'm using a lot of energy here. COVID's that's draining, true. Guys.
Good thing I don't leave my house, because I don't want COVID. But, yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Alright. Sounds good to me.
Well, episode 12... comes to a conclusion, y'all. We made it. Made it to the end. And, So, if you guys want to follow us on our Twitter or our IG, the Twitter is Kobe_talk. The IG is Kobe.talk. My socials is YouTube, Twitter, IG, Facebook. What else? I think that's it. It's Jotty2K, Twitch, just Jotty. We may have new guests in the upcoming podcast. We'll see about that. But once again, shout out to Colbert for being one of the only podcasts he listens to. We appreciate it. I think we are out of here, y'all. Catch y'all in the next one. Peace. The hell out.